Communication area is also advancing very fast, in fact driven by basically the same technology, but there's some interesting differences. Social forces are actually accelerating the adoption, not handicapping it. That's because these are new applications. The web allows you to do new things, not refining old things. So that's a much easier area to understand how the traditional capitalist entrepreneurial system works. And so, in many ways, it's actually working faster than it ought to, because deregulation is encouraging companies to look to the future, because they know that they have money now, they have markets now, they need to seize the future if they're going to be there 5 years from now. So cable and telephone companies are moving perhaps faster than technology would suggest. Of course, there are lots of questions about the web and whether or not it's secure enough and how to make money, but it's a huge area with tremendous possibilities, and the growth is and will be enormous. Coming back to simulation, even if we believe communication is the most rapidly growing and the greatest opportunity, it still means there's lots of interesting opportunities in linking communication with simulation. So that gives you the network of workstations, distributed computing, the linking of web with HPCC.